Hello, Lisa from Flanders Today.
Hello, Paul.
Interesting story that I've seen on Flanders Today about some research into the use of Dutch in Brussels and how the Dutch language is perceived. Let's talk through this. This is the result of quite a bit of research that's been carried out.
Right. So Huis van het Nederlands, or the House of Dutch in Brussels, there's chapters all over Flanders and Brussels, but the one in Brussels has carried out a research project that lasted 4 months. And they went into all sorts of different kinds of institutions, cultural and educational and businesses, to talk to them about whether people are speaking Dutch in these institutions and how they can better teach them Dutch, and also what their attitudes are around learning it and around speaking it.
And what were among the main conclusions? Is Dutch still an important language in Brussels?
Apparently it is. And in fact, Huis van het Nederlands itself was kind of surprised about the nice responses that they got. They found that a huge number of organizations and businesses are training people to speak Dutch, and that they find it very important. They're also finding that students in schools, primary schools and secondary schools, are quite positive about speaking Dutch. But one thing that they noticed is that your attitude around speaking it has to be sort of positive, and the idea that it's just a really good idea to be multilingual, and that if you are going to stay in Belgium, it's very important to speak both French and Dutch well in order to improve your job options.
I was going to ask actually where the international community fits into this. So many different languages spoken in Brussels. Don't most expats learn French instead? Or clearly we're seeing that Dutch is an important thing for expats as well.
Right. So expats tend to speak French and English, absolutely, and then possibly another native language. So they already feel, you know, I speak two or three languages, that's good enough. And that's totally understandable, especially if you're not going to try to ever get a job outside of Brussels. But if you are ever going to get a job outside of Brussels, you might find that speaking at least a sort of basic Dutch is really, really important. And this is something that Huis van het Nederlands is kind of promoting as well. Your Dutch doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to be able to sort of get by.
And kids as well. If you have children in Brussels and you take them to a Dutch-speaking school, I guess that's a way of introducing Dutch into the family, and that can have a benefit on parents as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the findings also was that there's more bilingualism in families in Brussels than there ever has been before. One of the speakers at the summit, which took place recently, which is sort of the last event in this research project, one of the speakers, he works with B-Code in Brussels, and his family, he grew up speaking French only, and he said, but now I have a child, I have a 10-month-old, and my 10-month-old speaks four words, and two of them are Dutch and two of them are French. And he's, you know, you just have to let the generations kind of continue, and you'll see that it's improving more and more.
So what happens next? How is this research going to shape, I don't know, future policy?
Right. The idea is that they're going to present their findings to all the levels of government in Belgium. And one thing that they have discovered is that the attitude around teaching and presenting Dutch and promoting Dutch is extraordinarily important, especially in Brussels, because they talk to a bunch of students actually in schools. And one of the students told them, and this is kind of evidence of this situation. One of the students said, you know, I speak Dutch at school, but when I go home, I'm not allowed to speak Dutch because then I'm Flemish. And so there's a kind of perception that in the north, the idea of having to speak Dutch is a little bit militant, and that it's important to sort of treat it as something that's normal and positive, and sort of allow your classes to be casual and interactive and not quite so stern, shall we say.